Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And a local hero on so many different strata, including the radio on WMUA, Al Sachs.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. They pull you away from your radio show. And your other role as the general manager of the brand new co-op in Amherst, All Things Local. All Things Local has an extremely innovative co-op model. As many people know that go to Greenfields Market or to River Valley Market, they are consumer-owned co-ops. You become a member, you buy in. If you're not a member, you can still shop there. But if you are a member, you know, you can vote and you have this sort of pull with it. The model that All Things Local has is almost unique. There's only one other place in where Ohio that has a similar model?
In Wooster, Ohio, and they call it Wooster, Ohio.
They call it Wooster,
Ohio.
Not Wooster?
No, they don't say Wooster. I don't know what's wrong with those people.
So what is the model then?
Basically, it is a consumer-producer co-op, and everybody who sells in our store is a member of the co-op. So all of our products here are individual businesses that are outletting through us. Essentially, we're like a consignment store. So the co-op never actually buys the product itself. What we do is our consumers come in and they buy the product. They're buying it directly from the producer. We take 20% to run the store, keep the lights on, keep the refrigeration going. So the producers get a very good cut out of that. It's like a farmer's market that's running 6 days a week.
Now, why did All Things Local choose to go in that direction?
Well, when the board and the group of people who really pulled this co-op together started out, they wanted to get something up and going in downtown Amherst. What makes this co-op successful is it's a shared risk model. We share the risk with our member producers. And so it takes a lot less capital to get this thing up and going.
What's always struck me about Amherst versus Northampton is the fact that, you know, there's so many downtown Northampton stores, you know, that you have great choice for local. I mean, you even have Sutter's Meats, you have Cornucopia, you have Cereals, and you have State Street. So there's four places that are walking distance to get incredibly fresh local.
And the fish market.
Yeah, North Shore incredible
fish.
Too.
Yeah.
Why do you think it hasn't been there in Amherst?
Well, you know, Amherst is a very transient community in a certain way. You have like a town within a town having the universities and the colleges there. And so, you know, you kind of have this big population that blows in the town. They're there for about half the year if you count the weekends, and then they blow out again. It's a challenging business environment. But for many people who've been around, remember that there were grocery stores downtown where the CVS was Victory Market. There have been other co-ops that have been down there. But it's a question of, you know, somebody else saying, let's try something different. Let's see if we can make a new start here. We think that there's the base of support out there. And so far, you know, we're up to about 700 members. We have about 125 different producers who are producing for us. And we're quite excited about how we're going so far.
Al Sachs, who's the general manager of All Things Local and still hosting his show on MUA as well. I don't know how far bribery will get you in college radio, but it gets you everywhere in commercial radio. So what are the wonderful treats from All Things Local that you have brought to me here?
Well, we brought a number of great things. Let's start off with the shoots from Shootsberry. These are pea shoots, and they are delicious. They taste like fresh peas. And they're the kind of thing I would eat in front of the TV instead of popcorn because they're so delicious. And they're great on a salad. Put them on a sandwich. They're a hit as far as I'm concerned. I have brought you an apple from Pine Hill Orchards up in Coleraine. That's an apple from our apple trees in Western Mass. And the great thing is those folks know how to keep apples all winter in good shape. Mm-hmm. So our apples are crunchy and juicy. They're still pressing cider. We have a Danish rye that we brought in from Backyard Bakery. This bread is very nutty, and it's great toasted. It freezes great, and it's great with a little chèvre on it or a little of the hummus from a producer down in Longmeadow. The chèvre is from up in Plainfield.
And Goat Rising.
These are the kind of things where somebody will wheel in and say, I need something quick for a potluck, and I'll throw together three or four things that they can look like they're a genius with.
So it's not just food that is available at All Things Local. It's other local things, too.
Absolutely. We have artisans that make everything from soap to blankets to wooden bowls. My youngest producer is a 12-year-old card maker, and she makes these very cute little cards. She hand makes them. She comes in. She gets her check once a month from her sales. And I love the fact that we're able to help young entrepreneurs think about how they can become part of the market, too.
It makes me want to make my children get a job. Al Sachs from the new co-op in Amherst. You can still become a member. They've got a commitment to local. Everything's sourced within 100 miles. It is a consumer-owned and a producer-owned co-op, one of only two that we know of in the United States.
And we want to urge everybody to make sure that they shop local first. You may not be able to get everything you need at our store, but come in and get what you can. It helps out all your friends and neighbors in the valley.
Al Sachs from All Things Local and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.